to the Nutramedical Report. We're having some minor connection issues with Harley in Europe, but we will probably connect to him shortly. There's a lot of things happening in Europe right now. In fact, I got some messages from Harley about what's going on in terms of the events happening in Austria and the central banks in Europe and so on. They're near collapse, actually. It's pretty disturbing what's going on right now. So we're going to be into those issues here shortly. One of the other things I think people should be aware of is the judgment in the South China Sea is actually energizing the war that Obama's been waging for some time now with the Chinese, playing chicken with them, with their bombers going over their rocks. That's what's designated by the tribunal in The Hague. They're not islands, and actually they're trying to grab territory that's not theirs and hasn't been theirs ever. So this is going to get a little bit tough, let's put it that way. I guess that would be the best way to think of it. In terms of the situation here in America, it looks like Hillary is actually below Trump now in terms of popularity, probably this last week, and they're fighting like crazy to prevent any further email depositions under oath because it wasn't done by the FBI. They actually didn't do their job. And we continue to see the spin by the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, that didn't do her job at all because they're the ones supposed to make a judgment based on the facts, and the police, which are the FBI, said facts basically that showed that Hillary was very guilty. Jason Chaffetz and others within the Congress are not going to let this go. I believe that as this heads through the convention, it's going to get very ugly. The endorsement by Mr. Sanders, it's obvious, is not working very well. A lot of his people are enraged at the fact that he just did a blanket endorsement and capitulated to Hillary. This isn't going to go well. My guess is that 25% will vote Democrat, even if they're brain dead. 40% will probably not vote at all, and the other remaining percentages will vote for Donald Trump. And the reason is that Donald Trump deals with some of the same issues. A lot of people are basically, enraged by the system and want any kind of solution whatsoever, and they will vote for Trump because Trump actually will provide solutions. Sanders never could. As a socialist, he never could. And he's correct about the globalism issues and about Hillary Clinton, but certainly just a guess on my part, but that's what I guess will happen, that there'll be a split three ways in terms of the vote, and a good percentage of it will go to Donald Trump. That could be a very big, important swing. We're also going to see on the convention floor a lot of things to deal with, and I talked to Roger Stone on the weekend, Trump trying to dismiss the whole idea that he is it's so-called not for women or against the blacks and Hispanics, which is absolutely not the truth. In fact, it makes me angry when I hear these lies repeated to the point where even young people and so on say he's a racist when there's no evidence whatsoever of it. Now, when he makes stupid comments in public about the judge, who was a member of La Raza, trying to bring illegals across, it's not surprising, but he should have clarified his statement. He also should have put in a recusal to make sure that judge was removed from his case regarding Trump University. And that's very probable that's going to happen. So what we need to do here now is to press our Congress people to make sure that Hillary doesn't get off scot-free with the FBI and the Department of Justice, which are obviously in the Obama camp. And literally the day after the so-called absolution, she's flying around in Air Force One with the president at our cost to the campaign, and she's got $2.5 billion in the kitty to try to do attack ads and push toward the presidency. I am financially and many others supporting Donald Trump because although he's a billionaire, he certainly doesn't have the money to equal that. And you can imagine the amount of corruption to get $2.5 billion in the kitty to become president of the United States. That's ridiculous. What job in the world would you spend billions of dollars for to earn less than $1 million salary? That's the mathematics defies logic unless you're evil and are so much wanting power, you're willing to spend billions to get a million or less. So that's the reality. We're going to continue to try to see if we can track down Harley. Again, when he's overseas, it's not always so easy to try to track him down. Supposedly his computer system somehow was not working, so that's concerning. And here we are. Oh, okay. Yeah, so he's online on Skype, but he's not answering. Maybe you can send me the phone number that would be the best number to call in, because it's not the 800 number. Let's see. 443. I'm going to get him to call. Because obviously... So obviously he's not connecting there. Let me see if I can get him to respond to my connections from in Europe. So these are very serious issues we're dealing with here. Yeah. Supposedly he's there. We're not getting a response, and I've emailed him as well, so I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I would assume that Skype from Europe is still fine. Now, Trump is going to announce, apparently, Thursday, which is tomorrow, his vice presidential candidate, and that's before the... So Hillary is having a dramatic drop in the polls, which is what you expect. And it apparently... the most likely candidate that's going to be president is Mr. Pence. they've made a joke here, and Drudge, they said, the apprentice Pence meets Trump family, which I thought was quite funny. You know, like the old Prince movie. Trump meeting with Gingrich and Pence in Indiana. So he's meeting with... Donald Trump has stoked intense speculation Wednesday about the narrowing search for a running mate after he and his members of family scheduled meetings with several top candidates. So... Indianapolis Governor Mike Pence for a private meeting Wednesday morning and dining with Pence on Tuesday night, just hours after Pence had a well-received audition for the role at a raucous Trump campaign rally. Now, Indiana is extremely important in terms of election, and, of course, what Trump is doing is a massive work on the swing states. And this means that the swing states are going to determine, because really what we have is we have solid Democratic supporters, no matter if she ate a baby on the front of the White House lawn steps of the White House, Hillary would be elected by staunch Democrats. That's how crazy some of them are. A lot of them are swing, though. They want Bernie Sanders, many Democrats. And they just are enraged by the system. And then on top of that, there's a lot of intermediate people that could vote either way. When you have a populist leader like Trump, he attracts a lot of people that are independents and a lot of Democrats, which is the first time probably in half a century or more that that's happened. Plus, he is attracting the Christian evangelicals and a lot of solid Republican conservatives. I saw Jeb Bush's comments, and it's disgusting. Jeb, you need to stay out of the media. You're an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment. Stop talking to the public. For you to make a statement that after you write an oath that you're going to support the candidate, and you open your yap and make negative comments about Trump, it shows you have no character whatsoever. None. And, of course, the book that came out with Roger Stone talking about the Bush crime family was literally days before you decided to quit the presidential nomination after spending $154 million just to do attack ads against Donald Trump. 54,000 attack ads in Florida alone. That's absolutely disgusting. So new swing state polls released Wednesday, Quinnipiac, show Trump leading Clinton in Florida and Pennsylvania and tied in the critical battleground state of Ohio. In three of the states that matter most in November, the surveys point to a race much closer than the national polls, which have Clinton pegged significant middle single-digit advantage over Trump suggest. Right? Race is so close that it's within the margin of error in each of the three states. So Trump leads by 3 points in Florida, closest state in the 2012, 42% to 39% in Ohio, and in Ohio the race has tied at 41-41, and in Pennsylvania hasn't voted for a Republican presidential nominee since 1988. Trump leads 43-41. So, I think as eight movies are going to come up between now and Election Day, and more books by Roger Stone. Roger will be back on the program in the next few weeks, probably before, right after the convention in Cleveland. And the conventions in Philadelphia for the Democrats, we're going to have Roger back on, at least for several programs, to make some comments. He does have a direct backdoor to discuss because he's been an advisor for years for Donald. And Donald's campaign program is very well on track now, staying to message regarding jobs, regarding economy, regarding the border, regarding interactions with Russia, which, of course, Hillary wants to push. A lot of negative things that are going to be very, very bad. Okay, just a second now, Harley. Okay, we are not getting a response from Harley Schlanger, so I'm going to try to deal with some of the issues he's brought up in his papers, and we'll see if we can track him down. I'm sure there's not a crisis happening right at this moment. There's also an AIR alert service that's also available. Europe on the edge of total financial blowout, which Harley sent me an EIR daily alert. Europe on the edge of financial blowout. Spiegel online, send Blair, Bush to the Hague. NATO bluff is reckless and stupid. So, of course, NATO is still bluffing and playing games with Russia. Bulgaria wants back Black Sea demilitarized. Of course, the Black Sea is heavily militarized now. And NATO is actually putting in a war stance with Russia, which is craziness. It's like, these people don't get it, do they? I'm getting a message here. No, that's not important. Okay, it's funny when you have things bleep on that things aren't happening. Apparently we're having some trouble with our archives. If you go to our archives button, I just got a message from Jim, one of our guys working on our tech side, that our stream wasn't posted yesterday. I'll make sure it's posted up. We were going to a system called Blueberry to Radio, and somehow it's not properly posting. So if you're having troubles, contact us, and we will make sure that it's working. The Xeno Live Radio update I do personally myself. I upload it to the Xeno Live when you call in the 701-801-2263-9, and you can actually listen to the program. You can listen on Showcast at the top of our Listen Live buttons on NutriMedical.com. The archives thing will be fixed. It's apparently they're having some fits and starts with this new service over at Blueberry with the share guys with Blueberry to Radio, which will post it literally everywhere on the planet almost. But apparently they're having issues with properly posting their software. So we will get that fixed, and you'll have that service available as well. All sort of within hours we'll have it actually fixed. Okay. Okay, here we have a number. I have a number that we can use to contact Harley. This looks like we're having to call him from Europe. So let's see if this works. Okay, there's Harley's number, and you should be able to connect here shortly. I guess it's an overseas number to Austria. I suppose this should have been sorted out last night when he had mentioned he was having some connection troubles, but such as live radio and everybody's schedule is insane. So we should have Harley shortly. A lot of the other issues that are going on right now, too, I want to touch on some of the key ones. Right now we're looking at, for example, David Cameron's final words as Prime Minister. He's outgoing. Brexit is happening. We're seeing Gus for 2.0 drops new Democratic National Commission documents. Okay, the Gusifer is this guy that hacked into the server for Hillary Clinton. Do we have Harley there? Harley, you're now connected. We had some fits and starts trying to get you connected today. I didn't get a number, and I guess we gave you a number, but it didn't work, so you gave us your international number in Austria. What happened to your computer? How did that go down?
Well, I just had to get some work done on it, and it's the computer I use for Skype, and my wife's out of town, so we couldn't pick it up. But anyway, look, there's an enormous amount of developments. I think I sent you some...
Yeah, I know you did. You sent me a ton of stuff from these different reports. I mean, let's go through the three major reports and the other ones that you have, because we have more to cover today than usual.
Let me just start with something that came up today, which is interesting. Which is, there's a big fight at the Republican Platform Committee over two issues that are being presented by some Trump loyalists that cohere with what you and I have been discussing. One is They want to include a release of the 28 pages as part of the Republican platform.
Right.
In other words, the exposure of the cover-up of the Saudi role in terrorism, and particularly in 9/11, cover-up done by Bush and Obama. And the Trump forces are trying to get this included in the platform, and there are other so-called moderate Republicans or anti-Trump Republicans who are trying to stop it. Secondly, Trump supporters are trying to bring through a Glass-Steagall resolution in their platform. Now, both of these would hit Hillary Clinton very hard. So these are very important developments, and anybody who knows someone at the convention or knows someone in the party, get on the horn today and tell them the Republican Party must call for the break with the Clinton and Bush and Obama administrations by releasing the 28 pages on the Saudis. And secondly, go with Glass-Steagall to stop the bailout of Wall Street.
Yeah, they're talking about Glass-Steagall in Europe, too, because the Wall Street is not just an American issue. It's a global issue, isn't it?
Well, what's happened in the last few days, especially in the aftermath of the Brexit, is that all hell is breaking loose. In other words, the truth is coming out. When everyone was going after the Italians because of the weakness of the Italian banks, the Italian prime minister said, look, our banks are 1/100th as exposed as the German banks. And now in the last 48 hours, people have come out and acknowledged that Deutsche Bank is a basket case.
Right.
The chief economist for Deutsche Bank, David Folkerts Landau, said there must be an emergency bailout of 150 billion euros to protect the European banking system as a whole. He said Europe is seriously ill. Little has been done to solve the crisis since 2008. Now,
why did this come out now, though? Why at this moment is this, all this coming down at this minute? I mean,
because everything's blowing out.
Right. In other words, they're covering it up, and really, Brexit is like opening up the wound of the giant abscess.
Yeah.
Right. Back in a moment. I'm glad we connected. Back in just a minute.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Welcome back. And Harley, let's get into some more of these details, as I think people don't grasp how serious this issue is. Let's get into some more details about what actually happened here. Deutsche Bank is literally teetering on catastrophe now, isn't it?
And Deutsche Bank is a huge bank. It's a crucial bank for Germany, because Deutsche Bank was the bank that during the 50s and 60s was instrumental in a positive policy for building up the German economy. In the 80s, as the Soviet Union was crumbling, Deutsche Bank's CEO, Alfred Herrhausen, was going in a parallel track with what LaRouche was proposing of investing in Eastern Europe and Russia instead of looting it. And Herrhausen was assassinated. And after he died, the next few CEOs moved heavily into derivatives, into speculation. They moved the main branch of Deutsche Bank to London and ran up huge toxic assets. Now, here are the figures on that. This is really astounding. This came out of the Italian press.
And what year was this, by the way? What year was this particular issue?
Herrhausen was assassinated in 1989, just as the wall came down, or 1990,
right.
Just as the wall came down.
It was tied in with the false issue of the fall of the Soviet Union, also their foolishness.
Well, and the move toward the European Union as a single currency economy based on austerity.
Right. On the idea that Germany would fund it through their major banks, including the social programs of the Southern Republics and the joining the European Union, like Greece, that was attracted to come in and literally was spending like a drunken sailor and didn't have the economy or the credit to actually do it, so Deutsche Bank and these other banks backed them up, didn't they? And that's part of the deal.
Well, the whole point with Mitterrand and Bush and Thatcher's policy is you cannot let Germany become a major factor in the future of Europe. So you have to put them in a situation where they're going to have to underwrite a euro process which was known to fail from the beginning. And so that's what they ended up doing, and they covered it by going into speculation and making money through trading. But this built up toxic assets. Here's the report from Mediobanca, which is a leading Italian banking agency. They said that the Deutsche Bank is holding toxic assets at 51% of their net tangible assets. So out of 100% of what they claim are their tangible assets, 51% are toxic. They cannot be valued, and they're illiquid. Now, that means that out of their 1.6 trillion euro balance sheet, over 800 billion euros are toxic.
Wow.
Now, it's not just Deutsche Bank. Credit Suisse, of the famous Swiss bank, has 72.6% of its tangible assets officially as toxic. Now, you look at the other banks in Europe, whether it's Royal Bank of Scotland, which I'm sure has similar figures, Crédit Agricole. The CEO of Crédit Agricole, Smaggi, came out the other day and said, look, the whole system's going, we need a bailout.
Right.
Now, the issue in Europe, as your listeners know, because you and I have discussed this for quite a while,
right,
is that as of January 1st, Europe switched to something called the single resolution mechanism, which meant that all banks were subject to bail-ins as opposed to bailouts. No national government could bail out a bank. They all had to steal their depositors' money to
right,
cover their losses. Now, The Italian banks are on the edge right now, and the Prime Minister of Italy, Renzi, is refusing to do a bail-in because he's saying that he will not subject the Italian depositors to losing their savings and losing their checking accounts and their business accounts. Therefore, he's saying they need a right to do a bail-in. Now, a bailout, a government-funded bailout.
Right.
A bailout is not a solution. It's postponing the problem by putting in liquidity. But it could be the first step towards a change. And what LaRouche said yesterday is that the reason Deutsche Bank should be bailed out is that Germany is moving to break with the British EU system.
Wow.
And Germany must be defended from this system.
This is really going to get very ugly very quickly, isn't it?
Well, it could get very interesting.
Yeah, you mean in a positive way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of pain while it's happening. It's like doing a surgery on a trauma case. It's going to be messy, but the patient might survive.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. And remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, and so we're basically on the precipice of the solution, and the problem is very clear. If these actions aren't taken, we're going to have financial devastation worldwide that'll be worse than the Depression of 1920s or the Lombardy collapse that caused the Black Death through the Middle Ages. We'll see a devastation that will probably precipitate in multiple wars and conflicts, mass starvation and death by just the devastation, like in Venezuela, where even basic medical care isn't occurring. So people don't understand the seriousness of this issue, and the solutions are really pretty straightforward. People like Hillary and Obama and the globalists are fiercely fighting to destroy nation states and the nation's ability to even bail out their banks. And they talk about bailing in, and of course they start a cash run with this bank in Spain or Deutsche Bank in Germany. This is going to be disastrous. They'll be running their cash out of the banks, trying to get it up before the banks literally bail in their cash and it disappears. And you're going to see a worldwide depression. It's going to get very, very ugly extremely fast, isn't it?
We're already in a worldwide depression. The question is, when will the mass killing start? I want to go through just a few key points on what LaRouche is saying so that people get a sense that he's not just saying bail out the banks. But let me just start with a key point that you and I discussed, what happened in Spain today. Because there were rulings in the Spanish national courts against the banks for their policies of foreclosures and their mortgage policies. This goes back to 2008. But Spanish banks were ordered by Spanish courts to repay customers for the excess interest charges which were made against them, which in many cases caused people to lose their homes and lose their equity and lose everything. So they had to repay 5 billion euros. Now, today, a European Union court overturned this order, saying the Spanish government has no right to impose on Spanish banks a bailout of mortgage holders. That's their own fault. They lost. And in other words, this is an example of how a multinational corporate entity will act to defend swindlers over and above the national interests of nations.
Wow.
Now, the reason this is important is that this is the Deutsche Bank issue right now. Deutsche Bank has been a criminal enterprise.
Right.
But because of its history and because of its tradition and because it still is one of the largest lenders to Mittelstand and small and medium enterprises, it needs to be defended from that standpoint, not the London operations, not the derivatives, not the speculation. Yeah. That section of the bank has to be put into bankruptcy immediately, the debt written off, and the people who ran the London operations should go to prison.
Right.
But the bank itself must be protected, because the bank is along with Commerzbank, are the two banks which could fund a revival of German industry.
Yeah, but you're talking again a Glass-Steagall type thing that you're walling the derivatives market, speculative economy away from the economy that generates jobs and infrastructure and machine tool dye, et cetera, that LaRouche has talked about for decades.
Exactly. And the reason this is especially important is that there are whole sectors of the German population, including industrialists, small and medium industrialists, industrial associations, trade associations, who are opposing the NATO policy of a buildup against Russia. They're
right.
Also opposing sanctions against Russia, and they're saying NATO and the EU are wrong. Now, they're
right.
Not yet talking about a Brexit for Germany. They're still trying to change the EU policy. Now, I think this is a fight. What LaRouche is saying is, let's intervene in this fight in the most effective way to use the interests of Germany to cause them to break with the policies, the deregulatory policies and the free trade policies of the EU. Now, today I made some calls to some bankers in Europe and briefed them on this fight around Glass-Steagall in the United States. They were fascinated by it because what they're saying is, if you actually had a chance to have a president in the United States who would support Glass-Steagall, and they know Hillary won't, they're wondering whether Trump will or not, but if that would happen, the whole situation in Europe would switch immediately. So our fight in the United States and Europe is one and the same. It's to break the power of Wall Street, London, and Brussels. And the way you do that is Glass-Steagall and protection of the banks that are capable of lending for the real economy, for infrastructure, machine tool development, and so on. Now, this is up on our website, the LaRouchePact.com website, a statement from Mr. LaRouche and also from Helga Zepp LaRouche. I think you'll also have this posted on your website, and it's crucial that people study this and figure out the difference between banking, which is modeled on Hamilton's nation-building policy, versus banking, which is speculators and corporate interests looting the population.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Now, this speculation economy has grown so large now that even the speculative economy can't make money. And that crossed that line, I think, by your calculations. You mentioned to me a few years ago that actually happened. So now even the speculative economy... That line was crossed several years ago. So we're now in a situation now where we're swirling the bowl of the volcanic maw, and the magma is below us, and we're nothing but gravity between us and the disaster.
Going down into the bowels of the toilet. Let me just give an example to what you're saying. A couple of years ago, we reached a point where financial assets and monetary assets were on a basically hyperbolic curve upward. And what that means is that they were trying to keep the system going with liquidity, but they paid no attention to solvency. So they were creating an abundance of new assets that were worthless. As the Mediobanca report I cited earlier said, they were toxic assets. Now, this is in addition to the non-performing loans that had to do with mortgage collapse, with bankruptcies, with the growth of debt, for example, student loans and credit card debt in the United States. So you have non-performing loans. You also have these toxic assets. Now, once you have the majority of your banking system designed to protect the value of these worthless assets, no one can make loans to the productive economy. And that's when you're set up for a collapse. That's where we are right now. This is what LaRouche showed with his so-called triple curve function back in 1995-96, where you see the two curves, monetary assets and financial assets, going skyrocketing upwards and productive investment collapsing to create a hyperbolic horn. And anyone who knows something about hyperbolic functions knows that once you have an almost infinite takeoff, it's going to collapse in on itself.
Yeah, in fact, we see that now with assets. 6 months after the asset issue 6 months ago, now stocks are taking off, and there's no logical basis for why that's happening except for speculation, right?
Yeah, and this is what Obama is calling his legacy, his great recovery.
His recovery is on paper by people that are buying back their own assets with funny money they don't have.
Yeah, and all it does is increase the non-performing loans and the toxic assets. But what's interesting, in Europe, the line has been, well, the U.S. solved the problem with Dodd-Frank and with quantitative easing, so Europe must do the same thing. And I kept telling them, it didn't solve the problem. The U.S. has not turned the corner, and now they're beginning to realize that. You have another example, Japan. On the one hand, Japan is going with a massive inflation of quantitative easing. On the other hand, the Prime Minister of Japan went to Russia and said, count me in on the Eurasian development. You have another example. The Turkish President Erdogan, who's not a very good guy, he's been helping ISIS, he's been conducting warfare against Assad in Syria, but at a certain point, he realized that the EU and NATO were not good for Turkey. And so what did he do? He apologized to Putin and turned back toward Russia.
That's why they ended up with the terrorism on Turkish soil and on Ataturk Airport, because ISIS is an arm of the globalists, NATO and the United States, and they did this to kind of whack Turkey to say, you're not following the program.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm not advocating that Erdogan's a good guy. I'm advocating that Erdogan believes in realpolitik, and he sees that one system's collapsing, and he doesn't want to stick with it.
Yeah.
This is what Putin said 3 years ago or 4 years ago when the Ukraine crisis developed, and Putin said Russia did not want to buy euro bonds. He said, why would we buy someone else's spoiled food? All it will give us is indigestion. Now we see hyper-indigestion hitting the bankers of Europe. And they're blaming it on Brexit. Well, Brexit was a reaction to the crash. Brexit did not cause this crash.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, how they try to point symptoms out when it's not the issue at all, is it?
Well, as you know, as a doctor, you can have similar symptoms for a number of problems.
Yeah, I learned a very important lesson, which is no symptoms and you can still die. Minor symptoms will kill you, and major ones will bother you. And the problem is you don't know how to discern the symptoms. You can actually end up in a terminal state. You know, it's like you talk a junior resident compared to a staffman walking into the intensive care unit and say, and the senior staff looks over the top of his glasses and says, this patient will expire before the morning unless you smarten up and stop doing A, B, and C. And that's what you're doing, and LaRouche is giving an intensive diagnosis to the world economy and saying, if you stop doing this, the patient might survive in the morning. If you don't, they're definitely going to be dead.
And, Bill, that's why also you want doctors who have experience but also intuition.
Right.
So that insight, as opposed to computers that churn out experiential models.
But the problem is, you see, they always have limited amounts of drivers in their artificial intelligence, nonlinear programming, and if the programmer leaves out major drivers, then the model is never correct. And this is where there's a climate model for the world, a climate based on CO2, not including the sun or solar and galactic events. It's the same way in the economy. If you don't build up the machine tool die in the blue-collar type industries, even though you're moving into robotics and artificial intelligence, you don't have infrastructure, you don't have a full range of jobs in production. And if you don't have a border, which we need to have, you can't have strong nation states. And then even our policies, if we spend $1 helping the people in the Middle East and making it not a war zone, we'd help 11 people compared to one, and they come into the country and there's non-integration of Muslim people into a non-Muslim country. And, you know, the ones that have integrated, they're not interested in terrorism. They've paid their house off. They live. Muslims that are in America don't want to do terrorism for one reason. They're making a good enough income, they don't want to be radicalized.
But just to go back, because I'm going to have to get off, as always, before your next segment. The key thing right now is if people go to LaRouche Pack and study these comments from Mr. and Mrs. LaRouche about the current situation, what we've been discussing,
right,
it does become clear very quickly. You cannot sustain an economy on false paper.
Right.
You cannot. You can convince people that they have no option but to cut their standard of living in order to pay the debt that they can't afford.
There's two issues I want you to cover before you go, though. The four laws of LaRouche, if you can summarize, and number one, the Hague Tribunal, because Obama is feeding this war with China, and now this meeting and decision by The Hague feeds this disaster, which now the leader of China is now actually collaborating and saying, even though he's trained in South Carolina, he's telling them to get ready for combat. This is not a good thing.
Well, this Hague agreement was a rigged court ruling, which everyone knew was going to come out against China, because that's, you know, what Obama said is we have to make the rules. Who does he mean by we? He means the international courts acting on behalf of corporate interests who want to destroy China.
Right.
The government of the Philippines, which brought the case initially, the new president doesn't want to go to war with China. He wants to talk with them.
Well, what this they should do is collaborate on developing the resources, because they have all the engineers. Why doesn't the Philippines and China develop the oil resources in the South China Sea rather than fighting over territorial rights?
Well, because the last president of the Philippines was a puppet of Wall Street. But the new president may be different. Now, on LaRouche's four basic laws, it's simple. Glass-Steagall, so you shut off the credit system for speculation.
Right.
Secondly, a national credit system, a Hamiltonian banking system where the Congress controls the allocation of credit and debt based on investment in real physical production. Third is infrastructure investment, and fourth is moves toward a fusion economy and advances in space technology.
Right.
These four points cohere with every example in the past of development of our national economy. Every time we go away from this system, we end up with speculative bubbles, collapse, and war.
Right.
So LaRouche's policies represent a coherent continuation of the best of the American system, from the Washington-Hamilton collaboration, what Lincoln did, what FDR was starting to do to get us out of the Depression, what Kennedy was moving toward when he was killed. That's what we have to do. And
right.
we could bring the Europeans in on it. The Russians and the Chinese and the Indians are already moving in that direction, and Japan is moving with them now. The world has this option, this alternative option to war and collapse.
Right.
The question is, will Americans grab that potential, or will we stupidly go down with Hillary Clinton as the third Bush-Obama-Clinton president?
I think we have Solar and Galactic and other events that are going to take everyone's breath away shortly, and we'll be discussing these in future shows. I want to ask one more question. The 28 pages... How likely is it that this is going to get accepted on the platform? Because if it is, it's going to change the whole modus of what the Trump campaign is, which is to expose the Clintons and the Bushes as criminals, setting up America to kill our own citizens and do a false war and cover up a giant financial scam.
Exactly. Look, two leading Republicans, Walter Jones of North Carolina and Tom Massie of Kentucky, are in the meetings. They're fighting for this. The families of 9/11 victims are involved. There are key people that I know in the Trump campaign who are fighting for this. I can't tell you what the outcome will be because you still got Bush and Romney, and you've got a bunch of these phony Republicans who call themselves conservatives and are willing to give up the country to the globalists.
Right.
But it's a fight that's worth having.
Amazing. We didn't start late, but we covered, I guess, all the important points. Harley, we will see you next week.
And I'll be back with you on Skype next week, Bill.
Sounds good. Excellent. And by the way, if you can, you want to do it earlier in the day, we'd like to do some video updates on live stream. So give me a shout if you can do that, either during the week or perhaps on the weekend at an earlier time for you. Because
all right, let's
later
work that out soon.
Yeah, drop me an email of what dates and times are good.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable...
And welcome back. The news reports. I want to just analyze some of the issues and other news items that are present in Drudge, Google News, and elsewhere. The profile of the Hillary campaign is she's losing. And, of course, now that Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary, a lot of his people are not going to go for her. She is a globalist. She's a corrupt person. She is a criminal. And she's fighting hard to make sure she doesn't have to say anything under oath. So we have... let's see, we have a message here. No. Okay, we got an interesting message from Jim Deal regarding carrot bars. And of course, they have lots of new information regarding a sense of peace packet with 50 pages worth, very well done and sharp looking. If you have information you want on carrot bars, just contact me and we'll send the document to you. Under carrotbars.com, their magazine, and I will send that information along to you. So Jim just sent me an important message on this. Now, with Hillary Clinton, the NAFTA is a tricky issue for Hillary Clinton because she's trying to pretend she's not a globalist when, in fact, she backed the NAFTA agreement. It was put under Bill Clinton's administration, which is probably the most destructive thing to the American economy, and this is one of the central points. The U.S. State Department is going to reopen the email scandal probe. Of course, Comey tries to put on this funny, smirky smile like he's innocent and he's a criminal. You can see that Hillary Clinton's emails sent on a private server classified to Spider, stating them under oath that they weren't. This is under oath, by the way, in Congress, not in their own depositions. In fact, they didn't even record it or put her under oath. So the FBI purposely tried to fumble this thing. Then the Department of Justice tried to say they're not going to do anything. So that's what I find pretty disturbing about this. In terms of Donald Trump, Donald Trump is winning. He's winning among not only whites and males, but he's also starting to win among Hispanics, blacks. They realize he's going to give a real option among those people that want to have an economy and a job, blacks especially, and Hispanics that are here as American citizens. Those people that want to have a reformed immigration system, which I guarantee that Newt Gingrich, who's going to be part of the government, tried to put in 10 years ago, didn't succeed. There will be an immigration system that allow rapid and reasonable priced immigration so that good people from any country of any nationality or color of skin can arrive here in America and work and create become integrated into the American culture. So that's going to happen. they're meeting with Mike Pence, of course, which is one of the top candidates for president, Governor Mike Pence of Indiana. And we're going to see a new fact-checking kind of form of journalism. He's going to force the journalists to start acting a little bit more fact-checked rather than saying all kinds of lies. Interesting comments I saw last night on with O'Reilly on the Fox News, and he said he can relate to blacks because the system is rigged against him, too. It's rigged against blacks. It's obvious that they are profiled. They are profiled to be more commonly prosecuted for drug use, etc. They're less likely to get loans to start businesses and succeed, move on in college and take trades, etc. And we need to fix that system so that it is not rigged against people of color. When we come back, hour number two, our wellness hour, hour three, Jonathan Gray from New Zealand, the latest updates on Hiraj, the terrorism around the world, his latest DVD set, four DVDs, and plus an extra DVD and five e-books. Stay tuned. Hour two coming up, the Nutramedical Report on Republic Broadcasting.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.